Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
Today's show is brought to you in part by the number one way we power this show, Amazon. For all your Amazon shopping, do it through the Amazon banner on fatguyradioshow.com.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's another Fat Guy Radio Show coming for you live from Glendale, Arizona. I am your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the other guy with a 36% approval rating.
What? Wow. Is that high?
Yeah. Depending on what it is. Like, if it's a credit score, like mine's, then nah, it's not high at all.
Nah. Yeah. I don't even know. I'm like, I don't even know that reference. I must be under the rock.
It's Trump.
Trump's current rating is 36%.
Oh.
I'm sure it's lower, but you know.
No way.
According to CNN, though, only CNN.
Only them?
Only CNN.
See, and I heard that McDonald's, Wendy's, and Taco Bell all got 36% approval ratings.
I don't believe that. That should be way higher.
It's out of a scale of 40.
All I can tell you is that everybody at McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King are at work. It's getting really bad. It's getting really bad.
Is it though?
Hey, dude, this is the longest shutdown we've ever had. It's getting really bad.
It is.
It's getting really bad. People are starting to
shut down my computer longer than this.
Money is starting to get starting to run out for some of these people.
I've held out on sex longer than this.
It's huge.
It's, believe me,
the Obama,
I'm gonna have the longest shutdown.
Oh, you're just gonna step on my forget it.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
Go detail. So Corey, we have Liz. My apologies.
Dang it, man.
Dang, you segue too quick.
I still can't find the bed for it.
So continue.
I don't want that.
I can't find the bed for picking.
We have lists.
Yo, this is the second night in a row a light skin got his emotions. Keep going.
Hey, meet him in the tunnel.
Yeah. I'll be here. Meet me in the tunnel, man.
Meet me in the tunnel, bro.
Let's exchange jerseys.
Wait a minute. In the tunnel? The tunnel?
You're a week late, Corey. We're off.
What the hell did I miss?
I'm trying to get up to the time. I'm trying to figure out
what the hell did I miss.
You've missed this.
White guys scared of
Derek Hill off the...
See, look, out of the corner of my eye, DT, I saw you go to want to adjust that level, and you should have, and then you second-guessed yourself.
Okay. I wanted to. I was like,
Hey, we have a list.
List?
But Derek Hill off the Facebook said, Doug is bad, bro. Don't shrug that off. It ain't affecting me. I haven't been trying to fly anywhere, so whatever.
Shut down.
Okay. No.
What?
No.
What?
No is the no.
You mean the government no won't work for the government? You won't work for the government?
All you Afterbirds subscribers will find out why I'm saying no.
Hey, oh, we didn't do that on the regular.
Real quick. Don't start that.
Let me ask you guys this question. Serious question.
Yes, we'll entertain a question, little D.
Since the government is shut down, do you guys think mail people are getting paid?
Mail couriers. Yeah, I think so.
They're still in service. They're still doing what they do.
You know who's not getting paid? The Secret Service.
Really?
Yeah.
So why are they protecting Trump?
I don't know.
Like, why is that? Hey, bro, you shut down my pay. I haven't been paid in 3 weeks.
They lowered it anyway.
I ain't taking a bullet for no one.
Here's my thing. How does that affect our taxes? Because that means we're probably not getting our taxes.
No, you're not going to get your tax return.
No. They approved it. I think they got funding for it.
Did they?
Yeah. That's what I heard. Yeah. Taxes should be coming out normal, but it doesn't matter for me because I'm going to pay anyway. So
me too. I always do.
Shut down.
Yeah.
Shut down. Don't accept my money.
Hey, well, I actually might. This year, I get to claim my kids.
Oh, you
my
tax. You
such a black thing
hold
to
on.
Say.
Why couldn't you claim your kids last time on your taxes?
Because back child support was taken every penny that I had, remember?
And so he finally caught up. So now really, he can actually get stuff back. Yeah, because they ain't gonna garnish it every time to pay back.
So it's been a long time since you've gotten a tax return, Lil D, is what you're saying.
Pretty much.
I'm gonna call some friends that I have in the federal government. Uh-huh. Cause I don't want you. I know you don't like change.
But they're not at work.
So damn.
What's gonna happen? What you gonna do?
I'm gonna make them. I'm gonna make it so that they continue to keep your taxes.
Oh, okay.
And invest in a little company called BDB Radio Network.
Okay. The little friends you know.
I still can't find the bed.
It's okay.
I'm trying. But hey, food. Boys, you know me. I am known as the Instagram chef. Mm-hmm. It is a title that I bestowed it upon myself. Lil D spell bestowed it.
B.
Very good, Lil D. I gave myself the title of Instagram chef. And you know what? Being a chef of the gram, you got to sometimes, you know, you come up with some new things. And other times, like the other day, I just put together like some stuff I had laying around the house.
Oh, you talking about that day when you let none of us come over to your house when you was making something and you didn't want to invite nobody?
Yeah, that was Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Monday. Yeah, of course not.
MLK Junior Day.
It was MLK Day on Monday?
Yes. I was about to say, how he celebrate that when he don't even claim to be black, but he celebrated that day.
I was just taking a day off.
Man, racists celebrate that day. It's a free Monday.
He takes off Christopher Columbus Day, though.
He takes off Christmas for Columbus Day?
No, he takes off Christopher Columbus Day.
Oh,
Of course, I'm not going to be silly and work on Christopher Columbus Day.
Right?
God, what kind of American do you think I am? Silly boy.
Hey, I'm not Catholic, but I take off Good Friday.
Yeah. Because you know why? Because every Friday is a good Friday.
Especially the one with Ice Cube.
Yep. Lock up the puppies.
You were the puppies.
Lock up
the
puppies.
No. No. No.
You didn't think they wanted it on my dream. No. You talking about that?
Glad to watch yourself.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Afterburn subscribers, you're in for a treat. The good thing is that Afterburn is pre-recorded, so that can totally be edited out.
Yeah. You mean the guys didn't know if he was there yet?
I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to have a hard time editing that Afterburn show.
I'm sure going to listen to Afterburn now.
No, you're not.
Wait, you're going to edit it?
It's always edited to make sure that it's pristine, perfect.
Not just throw it out there.
No, not when people are paying for it. We want it to be 100% spot on, baby.
So you are the Instagram chef that you bestow it upon yourself. Before you go deeper into that, I have a friend who, I'm not even going to claim him as a friend. I have an acquaintance who I follow.
Dang.
And he Instagrams his food and stuff all the time. And this food.
I know who you're talking about.
And this food,
too.
Like,
oh my God.
Everything he posts is famous. And I'm like, bro, where?
Oh,
I've never heard of this.
This is famous.
This is yes. Bro's like famous fries.
This is so and so's famous cheesecake.
This is so and so's famous poopy pie.
Never heard about it in the store.
Never.
I've had people come up to me and like advertise for it.
Never.
It ain't famous if the same 10 people ain't getting it out there.
Right.
But
right,
was it on Tasty?
It was not.
No.
It's not
this
famous.
This is stuff he's making up. He's making all this.
It's his home creations, but everything he creates at home is famous.
You got to claim it, though.
Claim it. Say, hey, this is my homemade this. Oh,
you
no.
Speak it
I remember one time this fool said, hey, this is my spaghetti from scratch. It was box noodles.
I mean, box you're not going to make the pasta shells. Come on, man.
You can make homemade pasta.
You can. Did he use the tomato sauce?
And you can make homemade shells, too.
He didn't make his own tomato sauce.
Oh, okay, then, yeah.
It was
okay.
So about tomato sauce, scratch. But he added his own seasoning to the tomato sauce.
And called it.
He said, oh, I made this from scratch.
Okay.
This dude marinated an Oreo crust in butter. That's what he said. I marinated this overnight in butter.
That sounds delicious.
You marinate.
You don't marinate Oreo cookies. All you do is pour it. It doesn't matter how long it sits. You pour the butter in. The Oreos are going to absorb the butter. It doesn't marinate. Every time you put something in a liquid, is it not a marinate? It is not a marinate.
Really?
Yes. Just because you put it in liquid does not mean it marinates.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I put my cereal in milk. Does that mean I marinated my cereal?
No, it does not.
How long?
No, it does not.
How long do you let the cereal?
It doesn't matter how long you let the cereal
on the porch.
Sit.
On the porch.
Who? Sorry,
Vita is, huh?
I'm sorry.
All y'all.
I'm sorry. It doesn't matter how long. It doesn't matter how long you let the cereal sit.
Uh-huh.
It is not marinated.
But what if you pour the milk before you put in the cereal?
Either or, it doesn't matter. It's not a marinade.
I don't know. I'm
not. Look up the definition of marinade.
Now, Vita, I understand your argument and I support it. 99%, but it's that 1% of what marinade the definition of marinade is to infuse a liquid flavor into another item. So by definition,
milk is
you
cereal.
Are marinating your milk.
Get them.
The infusion of flavor into another
milk has no flavor. Item. Milk is bland.
Milk, so, what? Have you ever heard the term when a girl when milk you bust it all over her?
Oh, she's oh my god.
Hey,
we got to start the show. That was enough. Good Lord. I don't care if I find it. Start the damn show. Damn.
I came up with a brilliant idea to give you kids some direction. A motivational speaker.
Yeah, one of those guys who speaks to big groups at high schools and churches. Okay, his name is Matt Foley. Matt, we're ready for you.
All right, how's everybody? Good, good, good. Now let's get started by letting me give you a little bit of a scenario of what my life is all about. First off, I am 35 years old, I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river. Now you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably gonna find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. You're gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river. Now, young man, what do you want to do with your life?
Actually, Matt, I kind of want to be a writer.
Well, Lottie frickin' duh! We got ourselves a writer here! Now, I wonder, Brian, from what I've heard, you're using your paper not for writing, but for rolling doobies. You're gonna be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river.
It must be true, 'cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
Show featuring Corey Blade. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blade.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 different countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnatics.
Yeah.
Rolling off of this show is rolling
by the best Fatnatics. Yeah! Heard all over the world. This is Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's up?
Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Lil D.
Yeah, buddy.
Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show, so comment on Facebook Live, just like Lady K that's saying, hey guys, Ashley King say, woo, run me that 8K, and Derek caught that somebody's getting fired at the end of the show.
Oops,
bye, I Doug. Did it again.
No, you didn't.
Comment on Facebook Live, tweet us your comments at Fat Guy Radio Show. Also, welcome to all of our Twitter live streamers as well. More on that to come. You're also welcome to get at us in our DM. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by our friends at Target. Free two-day shipping for hundreds of thousands of items on orders of $35 or more. Or free same-day in-store pickup from any Target store. Plus free and easy returns. You can also save 5% every day with your Target Red Card. Target makes it easy for you, your family, and friends. Visit FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target or click the Target banner on our website. Low prices, the hottest deals, and Target exclusives start at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. And we thank you. And this is like the original. This is the...
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I have on my frayed skirt right now.
I saw you wearing a thong earlier, too.
No, you didn't, because I put on a thong back in 88. I heard a pop and a snap, and I ain't seen that bitch since. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome.
Oh, man, we have a fun-filled packed show for you, including trailer talk coming up later at the bottom of the hour.
Can I start the show, fellas?
And we have, hopefully, Pimp Your Ride with Lil D coming up later.
Oh, yes.
West Coast Customs.
Yeah, West Coast Customs. No, we can't. No, nothing. I never got to my foods that are weird.
I know. I'm sorry.
Sure I wrote it. I got to read it.
Yeah, you went on a tangent about marinades and stuff.
No. Okay, well, look. I came in today to today's show with high hopes and praise. I put out on my Instagram that I work with an amazing group of guys. I purposely used the picture that Lil D wasn't in.
I noticed that. I noticed that.
Because I don't have no pictures. Lil D, it ain't my fault I ain't got no pictures of you.
Hey, fellas, how many times have I told him that my face should be up on that wall of fame?
And hey,
yet,
hey,
matter
fellas.
Of fact, D.A., you ain't even got a picture up there yet.
I know.
So, so when it happens.
Fellas, how many times has this little dude said the moment that we blow up, he going to be suing us for using his DJ Lil D? And he wonder why he ain't got no face on the wall of faces. Hey, we have our own Facebook wall.
I said
wall.
That.
We do have our own Facebook wall.
I said that.
Yeah, you said that.
Can I retract that statement?
Listen back to the show. No, I came in, I praised my guys. You know what I mean? I was feeling good. We had a really good Afterburn show.
Mm-hmm.
And for folks, I know I'm front selling it, and we normally don't do this, but there's no secrets out that we do pre-record our Afterburn show because we want it to be right, tight, and perfect for everybody that consumes it.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for it. We want it to be right and tight so you don't hear all of us. I mean, it ain't completely edited where the storyline changes, but we do record it in advance, and our elite members get it raw the moment we do it.
Yep,
you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But I believe we had a very eye-opening Afterburn show that everybody's going to get on February 1st. There were a lot of things that were discussed on there that really ripped back the curtain. So if you're not a subscriber, you really need to think about throwing the $3 down a month to get the extra show every month. It's worth it. It really is worth it.
Were you guys gonna to that particular show? What's the term called for that?
February. It's personal.
Was that going to be monetized? That show.
What do you mean?
Not monetized.
Are we going to release that show separately by itself? We're going to try.
There's a term for it. What's that term called? Will you just do
a la carte.
A la carte. There we go.
We're going to try to do something.
Or segregate.
Oh, yeah.
But after that show, we were feeling I was feeling really good about everybody. And I was like, okay, now this is the time. Because right now, to pull the curtain back a little bit, I never think in the last year, D-Tay, I don't think in the last year I've had the confidence level that I have in this product and in this show right now.
Bring it.
I don't think I've ever had that right now.
That's
so
good.
I'm like thinking, okay, how do we build on that, make it bigger and better? So the first thing that came to my mind, it's time for a show bonding outing. Okay. We need to go out and do something together.
All of us?
All right.
All of us together. Well, wait a minute, Lil D. Hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute. Now, let's talk about this for a bit.
Yeah, he hit that note right.
He said,
hold on.
Yeah, let's take a quick step back here for a second, Lil D.
Let's keep going forward.
No.
With everybody in here.
Hold on. Lil D.
Yes?
Look, when you get out in the Publix, you don't know how to act. And then you triply don't know how to act when yo. Brother is either carrying the bill or the network is carrying the bill.
True.
I'm afraid. That's how you know you're preacher right there, DA, when you got that extra ed on
Ed.
There. I'm afraid that you may not be able to handle yourself.
I need a jet.
But it depends on where we go to.
Okay, that brings us to the topic of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we go? This is what I was thinking.
All right, I'm listening.
Bowling? Top Golf? Or Instagram Chef Barbecue
at Casa La Blaze. Now, I don't like bowling.
Me all neither. Right. I'm out.
I do like golfing.
Why don't you like bowling?
It's just it's bowling. Number one,
can your fingers fit in the holes?
Okay, that's the problem. That's number one.
They have the extra large.
Thank you. They have grande balls.
Okay, so do I.
I have grande balls.
This isn't raw.
But bowling, I don't know. I took my son bowling for his birthday one year. It was really, really expensive, and you got like a little bit of fun for a whole lot of money.
And you're a germaphobe, so you probably bring your own bowling shoes too.
See, that's the whole thing too. No. I'm not that big of a germaphobe.
He's gonna bring not only his own shoes, he's gonna bring his own assistant who's gonna have their hand sanitizer.
Uh-huh.
They're gonna put it out on them. He's gonna and then to get the ball, the assistant's gonna go get the ball for him, wipe the ball off, sanitize the ball, hand it to him. I don't even think he might even bowl the ball himself. That's how.
How many times have you said ball?
Yeah. Count those back. Why do you think I'm not gonna? I can bowl. I bowled before.
Now he asked if you could bowl. I was just talking about the sanitation part.
I wouldn't go that far. I would play because it's gonna be a show outing. Now Ashley off of the Facebook is suggesting Top Golf.
Yeah, I like Top Golf.
Now here's the thing.
Where's that at?
There's a new one that just opened up the Glendale. Well, not up the street, but off of the 101 and right outside Shoot 'em Upville.
I've never.
And I think we'd be safe. I think I would be safe there.
You think you'll be safe over there?
Well, the 101 divides Shoot 'em Upville.
Yeah, that's true.
So you got the east side of the 101 in that area is Shoot 'em Upville, and then the west side of the 101 area is not Shoot 'em Upville because you almost in the Sun City.
That's true.
And
they got the lumens that be checked.
Yeah, they don't stay up too late to shoot nobody.
True.
So I'm thinking Top Golf.
Have you been?
I have not.
Oh, it's real fun.
Have you been there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we can't do it now that D has been there.
Oh, come on now.
I've never done it before. Well, we can do it. We can go to your house.
I've never done it before.
You've never done it before?
I've never done it before.
Wink, wink. Why do I hear wink, wink?
I definitely haven't done it before, but we can go to your house.
No, I want to go to Top Golf.
If we go to your house, are you cooking for everybody? Or barbecue for everybody?
Yeah, that would be the idea. Now, here's the thing. There's some parameters when it comes to me barbecuing, though.
All right.
What's that?
We got about a month left in Arizona for me to be standing around a barbecue grill.
Okay,
before so it get way too hot.
Yeah, that's true. Around April.
Because if it get, we had about 2 weeks of winter and it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We now pre-summer. Okay. And we're going to be in full summer come half February.
That is so true. You make a good point, though.
You feel me?
You think it's a good
full
point?
Summer, hey, what's the same half thing? February.
That's the same thing with golf.
Is air conditioned and they have little sprinklers and stuff.
Oh, misting system?
Yeah,
they do.
It's been a while since I've been misted. Thank you, little dude.
With your fat ass, you ain't missing nothing.
I was gonna say it's been a while since you took two steps. Pretty sure you started misting when you did that.
I don't have to take two steps. The elevator's working in this building. Here's the thing.
Oh,
okay. Maybe Top Golf may be out.
What?
Yep.
$47 an hour.
But
Jesus.
But divide that by four people.
Is that? I think that's per person.
No, it's not. It's per bay.
It's per bay according to the website.
Yeah, it's per bay.
$47.
That's not bad.
$47 an hour.
$10 an hour. That's not bad. $12.
That's more than DA gets paid at his regular job.
Hey, Lil D, do you make that much stripping? Here's the thing.
Hey, I'm all in, 40? Baby. I cover all of us in that case.
That's almost bowling.
But you get an hour and it goes by pretty quick. It's really fun.
Okay, that's not describing fun to me. If the hour is going, I don't throw away $47 that quickly.
Oh, since back page got shut down?
So, sure. If I'm throwing out $47
mm-hmm.
or if the network is throwing out $47, we're not going to be able to have all four of us golfing in an hour.
I say go to your house so you
can
cook.
Get as many balls as you possibly can.
Yeah.
In an hour, though?
Yeah. How long did it take you to hit a ball? You right. It takes them 30 minutes.
Yeah, the barbecue. Let's go eat.
My bad.
Okay, so this is the pricing that's breaking down as I'm looking up Top Golf. Okay, we can get up to 86 people in that bay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. The food is good. The drinks are good.
What time? Okay, so look, the prices change per time of day.
All right.
If you go from open to noon, it's only $25 an hour. If you go from noon to 5, it's $35 an hour.
And then nighttime is $47.
And then when you go from 5 p.m. to close, it's $47 an hour. Oh, I misread that. It's $45 from 5 to close Sunday through Thursday, $47 from 5 to close Friday to Saturday. What the hell?
Party Central.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And a lot of
actually,
people go there. For
the actually, party. I have a close friend who does a Friday night DJ session. Sorry, it's not DJ Little D. But he does a Friday night DJ session at Topgolf. So I can ask him, see if we can get the hookup.
Yeah.
So there's black people that go?
Yeah.
Nah, don't tell
him. No,
brothers is there.
He is not black.
Yeah.
Hey. He is not black.
Well, kid, check this out. Can you see if he can give me a spot DJing off the internet?
How you going to try to take somebody else's DJ?
Hey, can I get your job?
Go ahead. Just roll off the lip.
A spot. Can I get a spot? See if he can give me a spot in there.
Little D, like, you are DJing the highest of events like farmers markets. bus stations and, you know, alleyways, homeless parks,
the central station.
And
this is close as I get.
Did you do the Martin Luther King march?
Nah.
They wouldn't let them in there.
Do they still march?
Yeah, they march.
I think so. I don't know, but.
They fight too damn much for me. I stopped going years ago. All them damn fights.
But isn't it a good idea that we need to have a show outing together? Bonding!
Yeah, I agree, but we can't decide on where to go.
You know what's going to happen? The person with the credit card is the one that's going to make the damn decision.
All right, tell us where to go.
Tell me where to go.
All right, Lil D wants to sue some people and Oscar nominations on the other side of this. Hey, a little Gavin and Graw thinking about Lady K.
Who?
Going out to Lady K. This little, don't, oh, seriously?
No, no, you said Lady K. Anything? I was like, oh, who? Have oh, then I remember Lady K.
Have we not discussed this?
I thought I was saying, hi, Lady K.
Don't bite the hand that's feeding you, fool.
You literally try to feed me too, which is weird. I wanted to talk to you about that.
Oh, because did it feel good? Of nah. You.
Was it everything you all dreamed
after
of?
After this break.
It's
after
more
this,
thinner than food.
After this break, we'll be right back.
Here at Fat Guy Radio Show Labs, we like to consider ourselves the kind of people with our thumb on the pulse of America. Therefore, for three easy payments of free 99, you get Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even Tumblr. Though they got rid of all the porn. Fat Guy Radio Show Labs is creating fun, interesting things for you to like, share, and repost. So take advantage of this limited time offer of three easy payments of free 99 and find Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even Tumblr. Again, sorry, there's no porn. Fat Guy Radio Show Labs, where fun is turned into funny. Get it? And Tumblr got rid of all the porn.
Get porn at now?
I don't know.
It's the internet.
There's only one Tumblr page left, and that's tumblr.com/ bring back all the porn. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Amazon. Online shopping from the Earth's biggest selection of books, magazines, music, DVDs, videos, electronics, computers, software, apparel, and accessories, shoes, and more. If you want it, you can get it at Amazon through the Amazon banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Amazon, the number one way we power this here Shody Woe, 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 and we thank you so much. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Now, Lil D, before we went to break, you had a question.
Yeah.
What is that question?
Where the hell is Jim Amato at?
He's probably watching Gilmore Girls. Isn't this his Gilmore Girl night? But you know what? What's important?
What's that?
Ashley and Lady K and Derek are here.
Yup. What up? That's all that matters. Hey, Lady K, I got a question for you.
No, you don't.
Do you watch porn? Okay. Or have you ever watched porn?
Okay, Lil D, what is wrong with you?
I'm going somewhere with this. So when she answers, my next question will happen. So anyway, carry on with the show.
All right. So the carry on with the show was getting to the topic that you said you wanted to discuss.
Oh, true. Suing. Suing.
Jesus. It's like wrangling kittens that have been dripped in olive oil.
I might get
and you're wearing gloves with no traction. That's literally what it's like doing a show with them sometimes.
No, I agree. I agree. It's like a cartoon almost.
It's like somebody drew him together and then threw away the crayons.
I didn't get that first analogy.
Or someone who was having arts and craft and ate a little bit too much of their glue.
Or somebody doing crack and Ritalin.
Oh, damn. See, I get that analogy.
Said I've done that was last week.
I'm on crack and Ritalin now.
What crack is whack.
What was the crack is cheap. What was the question you had, little D?
I always thought in my mind I knew what the word suing meant.
Okay.
Nah, because look it. I thought suing always meant you're suing somebody, but in return you're getting money for it.
No.
But I don't think that's necessarily what happens because I heard somebody was trying to sue Donald Trump or the United States for the government being closed. So what the hell does that actually mean then? The actual terminology. So what do they gain from suing him for the government shutdown? Because there's other things when people want, like, they want to sue you for defamation of character. But if you sue somebody who ain't got nothing for defamation of character, what are you getting from it?
You ain't getting nothing from
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Is everybody looking up what the definition of
suing is?
That's what I was looking right now.
Because if you're going to sue Donald Trump for the government being shut down, what do you get from him for suing? Like, I thought it was going to be like you get money for being sued.
I mean, but generally you can, but they can get restitution for, like, what they're owed and lost wages and stuff like that. Like, people sue for emotional distress, and they get money for that.
You get money for it. But, like, if you're going to sue, like, the government, like, it's like the people are trying to sue the government or him. Like, what are you getting? You're suing him or, like, for schools being closed, anything. So, I guess what happens is he has to pay the schools or,
so
like,
I have my magic vagina phone. Pulled up the dictionary and there's two verbs of suing. Like, there's two definitions. The first is with an object, which is the legal institute of it's institutes legal proceedings against a person or institution, typically for redress. All right.
Redress. Okay. That means you put your clothes back on.
Oh.
We got that. All right. Thank you.
And then no object.
That's what I'm here for.
Formal is appeal formally to a person for something. Like the example they give is the rebels were first forced to sue for peace. So in the case of Donald Trump, we could be suing for the opening of the government. Since the government's been shut down, they can actually be suing them for it to be opened up.
Right. Okay.
So they may not necessarily be getting money, like restitution or anything, but they're opening up the government. That's
okay. I follow you. Because it's like, you grow up, you think about suing when you follow the store. Oh, I'm suing because you get money.
Right.
But that's all you ever hear. That's the only time you ever hear that terminology used is when you're trying to gain money. So it had me thinking.
Because that's America.
Yeah. So it had me thinking. Well, that's the only time I ever saw it. So it always had me thinking, well, what the hell was it?
So are you planning on suing somebody? What is at the root of your inquiry?
I don't know what the hell it was.
That's good. He's seeking knowledge. I can't be mad at it.
No actual rhyme or reason.
Corey, cut off the music.
Cut the music. Hold up.
This fool came to ask what suing is. Little D. This is a show. This is a business. We are not here to educate you. We are here to entertain the masses.
And he stopped the entire, came to me with his hands waved above his head, talking about, hey, big bro, hey, listen to me. I got a topic that's going to blow your mind.
He did.
I'm going to hold on to it to the show start, but man, let me get to it. Matter of fact, let me open the show with it.
He wanted to open the show with it.
I mean, he was so excited that he nearly peed himself.
No, he did.
And excited about the fact that he had a topic. And ladies and gentlemen, this was it.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, not Fat Guy Radio School.
Hey,
dang. I mean, that's wrong. He was inquiring.
You could have could have texted me that. You could have asked me that.
He could have Googled it, but he wanted to ask smart people.
No. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But he said,
hey, I'm going to hold my stuff for the show because this is a really good topic. This is before show conversation.
Yeah, I could have even Yahooed that.
Right,
like little thing.
Could have Bing that.
In my mind,
it was the most important thing you had going at the time.
Yes. It's either that or talk about sex. Which one y'all want?
See, I got a story. I'd rather your mind tell you no and your body tell you yes.
Hey, you stop the show again.
Hey, all right. I got a story about something I saw disgusting, but you guys should see some G-Force in your class. Hold on, for real.
I can't get to it. Where is it? I can't find nothing
in here.
Your
beds is all messed up.
My beds are all over the place. I can't find it. Where is my mind?
What do you expect?
And you know what's funny? We never talked about the weirdest foods.
We got weird foods.
It's like, I want to know about the weird foods. I'm really curious.
I can't find nothing in this. I can sue him
for not getting to the weird foods.
You can sue him.
You can sue him
for that list.
Frivolous lawsuits, man.
Where is it? Is it? Don't we have my minds telling me no?
Maybe we should sue. Maybe we should. We have it. But because you don't have it, I got you. My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes.
Oh, wait. Black Twitter just texted me. They said we're canceled.
Oh.
Dang. Black Twitter worked quick.
You know what's so funny, though? We've been using that bit for so long before.
And I can't find nothing in this. How come I can't put my...
And so you got bed three.
Why y'all ain't got beds?
Because they don't never sleep.
I have a king size, actually.
Oh, right there in front of me.
You son
my
of a...
My mind's telling me no.
Singing Kels.
But my body...
Hey.
My body's telling me yes.
Listen, junior broadcasters, it's really important to know how to work your equipment before your show starts.
Yes, it is. Let me tell you about working their equipment.
Okay, we're not.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because I got you.
But I can tell you what's important here is that the Oscars are coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And this is our trailer talk band, which we're doing in the next segment, but we're going to use it because it's Oscar talk. DA's talking Oscars.
Hey,
is Kevin Hart the little nigglet hosting it?
No,
he's out.
He pulled out all the way.
Then I'm watching.
What is up with you and Kevin Hart?
I don't like him.
Just a hater.
Just hating.
And you know who's coming up in the back of Kevin Hart right now? Tiffany Haddish.
I was gonna say Harvey Weinstein.
Throw her little ass in there too. Well, overexposed. Too much of him.
Well, that's his little like side piece. Like that's the one who's like he's taking under his wing. He's trying to big her up.
He's overexposed. Every time we turn around, he's in something. He ruins every movie. Hey, how many more scripts can he get where the plot line eventually gets him locked in a car? Tell me what movie he is not. I'm not going on to Kevin Ryan.
All right, let's skip that. Damn that. Lady K just gave me what I needed to know.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did, too.
Well, what did she say on Facebook?
First of all, she said, maybe yes, maybe no.
That's not giving you what you want.
No, but if you follow up, it says, I bet I just woke the kids doing that.
Not that.
Meaning, she had it on loud and just screaming.
Wow.
She might have woke the kids
up. Wow, no,
that's not what she meant.
That's not what she meant. Y'all want to let me know what
she meant? Something is wrong with you.
Really wrong.
The wheels just don't turn.
Your elevator ain't going all the way to the top. You a couple of sandwiches short of a picnic. Yeah,
his escalator stopped and now they stairs, but he don't want
to
walk up.
Your plane is queued up to get off the runway, but ain't got no gas.
His skateboard is made of plastic.
Your hoverboard is on the ground.
He got a car with no engine.
You got a broke leg and no limp.
He stole the car for gas money.
You pawned your watch to get someone to buy time. Something is wrong with
you. He did surgery on the grape, but ate the grape.
You was thirsty and still ate sand. Something is not right with you, man. Something is wrong with you.
He was hungry, but took a dump.
So what does she mean?
She told you to flip over and you turned left. I don't understand you. What's wrong with you, man?
Hey, Lady K off the Facebook says, no, I wasn't ready.
A classic Kevin Hart bit.
I know, right? Now we're not going to do that bit anymore because he's going to be like, wow.
The person that he doesn't like, by the way. Just want to clarify that.
That's called appropriation.
Something's wrong with you, Lil D. Something really is wrong with you. True. So, Lil D, do you understand what suing means now?
Yes, I do, gal.
Oscars.
Y'all talk about me no more.
What's Oscar talk? Oscar is the biggest thing. They're coming up really soon.
I'm gonna do my cutaway. I'm gonna do my cutaway.
You're gonna do your cutaway. Turn. I'm not. I'm okay.
Yeah. Did you fade in?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Oscar nominated Best Picture, y'all. Okay, tell me, y'all got to tell me if y'all seen any of these movies.
Hold on a minute. You know, sometimes there's this radio thing that we do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This is a radio thing where, you know, we give a little bit.
Take notes, DA.
Of a setup. We give a little bit of a tease.
Yeah, I don't do that.
You know what I mean? You have no foreplay in your life whatsoever.
Nah, you can ask anybody.
You know foreplay. For
you go.
Let me show you how to do foreplay.
Okay,
you,
show me.
You go from to end. That's all you do.
But how is it supposed to go?
In. It's supposed to be a little bit of a... It's supposed... See, you helicopter, and I'm sure your wife would enjoy you being a 747 just once.
So right now, you're telling me just to spit on this topic for a little bit.
Do you spit on the tip of your...
Okay, you look. No, you can't handle this.
That's what she said.
Didn't last week I have an...
Well, that's what he said.
Didn't last week I have a flash of my career going down the tube, and you just come back in here wanting to do things that are going to make my career go even faster?
I'm just trying to see how far I go before the higher-ups come down here and
tell me. No, no. Okay, Oscar nominations. Have I seen any of the movies?
No, no, no. I'm going to walk it back. I'm going to set it up.
Okay.
Every year in America, we have this thing where white institutions come together and nominate their favorite films. Mm-hmm. This has happened since 1928, historically disabling blacks from getting in.
Mm-hmm. Black Panthers.
They don't need to be in there.
As a result, brothers really want to win awards at the Oscars.
At the Oscars.
At the Oscars.
Oh, Oscar, the Golden Globe Oscar.
It's that time of year. Don't make gay jokes or you can't host it. True, unless you apologize. True. Okay.
Don't even work either. All right, Oscars, dude, you know what? Honestly, I don't think I could even tell you, DA, the last time I sat down and actually watched an award show because there's so many of them.
Oh,
and
I'm
they're
appalled.
So
boring.
There's so many of them, and it's so long, and it's really just Hollywood self-gratifying and circle-jerking each other.
That's all right up your alley. That's what you do.
That's not what I do. Matter it's fact, just that it don't have no, there's no sustenance to it.
I'm be honest with you. I'm surprised you, of all people, since you deal with Hollywood, people and got Hollywood photographers to take your pictures. By the way, DA, you're gonna have a Hollywood photographer take your picture.
Thank you.
I'm surprised you didn't know or you don't be into that stuff. It's true. It's true.
I don't get into the TV shows because it's like there's nothing. But even though, you know what, I will say this, I have to give a little credit. I can't remember what award show it was that I discovered. Sieta Kelsa, Kella, the girl that sang, I'm not a stranger.
What?
That would have been funny if people would have heard it. The one that sings from the big show, I'm not a stranger to the dark. Fly away, they say. You don't want me from my parts.
Oh, Whoopi Goldberg.
No, not Whoopi Goldberg. Kieta Settle.
Yeah,
from the greatest show.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for an award show, I would have never discovered her.
I've never heard of her.
Neither have
I heard of her.
Yeah, I would have never discovered her.
We covered that on the show.
Yeah, we did. DA don't listen that far back.
She sounds as good as Awkwafina.
Well, she
River Clams.
She was shot out of a cannon.
She had an early age.
Why did I even say anything?
Hey, okay. You know what? It's just like you guys going, Chris Brown! Or whatever the hell y'all be doing. We are all over the place today.
A cannon?
Yeah, y'all ADD today.
It's just me. I don't want to shoot me back in.
Oscar as in Santana. No, Jim Amato. I wish it would be.
What up, Jim? He's here.
All right, so Oscars, I haven't seen any of the movies that are pretty nominated because I was actually asking the guys before the show even started, like Bohemian Rhapsody is nominated as well.
You've seen Black Panther, though.
They got snubbed. They should have been in there, too.
I did. When I went to the San Diego Zoo, they had a Black Panther.
Hey, no. I'll show you something that's black.
All right, so Oscars, go.
Black Panther is nominated, actually, for Best Picture.
That's good.
Black Klansman, I've seen both of those movies so far.
Denzel Washington's son?
Was that his son?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And Black Klansman? No, it wasn't. The main character?
Yes, he's also the dude from Ballers.
That's his son?
That's Denzel Washington's son.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know he was in there.
I didn't even know that. Bohemian Rhapsody, which is about Queen.
Yeah, my kid loved that. He went to see that. My kid actually did something, AJ. He actually went to the movie theaters by himself to see that.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Something that I've never done. You know, I've talked about it on the show. It's very well documented that I don't know. I just feel really creepy now. I mean, an 18-year-old going to the movies by himself is fine. A 27-year-old going to the movie by himself is fine. a 746-year-old guy like me going to the movies is a little creepy.
I don't think so.
I go to a movie by myself.
Yeah, I disagree. I think any age, 80, 90, I think any age, because you're just going and sitting in the dark.
I can't pull myself to do it.
Well, I see where Corey's trepidation comes from.
Trepidation.
The hell does that even mean?
I love that word.
I know.
I'm so proud of you.
Yo, I am too.
Why don't you guys just get a room? Circle trick each other off.
Oh, Lil D, come on. You can't
but,
say that.
But
two people isn't a circle trick.
It's a double Dutch rudder.
Okay.
But, I know where Corey's reservations come from. If I look like Corey, I would be a little afraid to go to the movies by myself.
You son of a bitch.
Because of what happened to Pee Wee Herman.
What?
I thought you were going to say because he takes up two seats, so you have to lift the thing in the middle and take up both of them.
That's not fair.
Talk about when he got caught jackknifing by himself?
Yeah.
I heard about that.
That's not fair. That was only once. All right, so let's take a quick break right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Is he dead?
Pee Wee Herman?
No, he's still alive.
Is he in prison?
Probably.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Fat Guy Radio Show. We will be right back after this.
Doesn't matter how long it's been, I know you'll always... Let's start a riot tonight. A pack of...
Uh-oh! Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Kathy, guess what day it is? Aw, come on, I know you can hear me. Jim. What day is it, Jim? Martha, guess what today is? It's App Day! Woo-hoo!
Corey, how happy are folks who download the Fat Guy Radio Show app? Happier than that idiot who thinks App Day is the real thing. Download the Fat Guy Radio Show app today for your iPhone and iPad at fatguyradioshow.com/app.
Yeah! Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Afterburn. Oh, yeah. Afterburn. If our weekly shows aren't enough for you and you really want to hear us let our hair down, subscribe to Fat Guy Radio Show's monthly bonus show, Afterburn. And if you really want to kick it up and make a difference, become an elite bonus show subscriber. As an elite subscriber, you get access to the exclusive Facebook group where we live stream the taping of Fat Guy Radio Show. And trust us, it's worth having a look when you stream Afterburn. Get started today at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. $3 to hear it, $8 to see it, and you never know what's going to happen on Afterburn because there's no rules, no commercials, and it's uncensored. Subscribe today at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn or click the Afterburn banner on the top of our website. Afterburn, highly recommended by 1 out of 10 doctors. Yeah, 1 out of 10 doctors.
If you said $3 to see it, no. $3 to hear it.
$3 to hear it. $8 to see it.
If you said that in a different voice, that could be something else.
Oh,
$3 to, well, $3 to hear it. $3 to hear it. $8 to see it.
We've already covered the see in the part.
And the ZJ.
Yep, we already covered that. Did they clear it anyway?
What's the ZJ? I don't know. If you got to ask my friend, you can't afford it.
I knew you were waiting. You're talking to him waiting for it. If you would ask me, I would hit you.
I know. You know what? I got to know my audience.
Know your audience.
And clearly, I missed it. I should have went to you for that.
I would have got you.
Got to ask you a question. Boys, everybody in this room.
Wait, hold the hell on. What did I miss?
Don't worry about it. Roll the tape back. Boys, everybody in this room, penis carrying card members.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to show you a picture of a lady.
Mm-hmm.
I met this lady earlier this week.
Okay.
And I can't put my finger on who she looks like.
Mm.
Not only what celebrity she resembles.
Okay.
Not only do I think she resembles a celebrity, but when I tell you what she does for a living and where I met her and in what context, your mind is going to be blown.
Okay.
So for those of you that are streaming the show live, hopefully I have this. Let me just double check some things real quick here. Make sure that I got this all set up so that, yeah, everything is good. I'm going to show you. I'm going to put this picture up on our live stream. So if you're listening to the audio portion of the show, go back and watch this part. This is the picture that I'm going to show you. I'm showing a picture of a young lady. Is she not attractive?
I would say so.
She's an attractive lady. Who does she look like? What celebrity does she look like? I was getting Heather Locklear.
Heather Locklear.
Yeah. And but then I started seeing a little bit of Fran Drescher.
I can see
kind of like in the cheekbones.
Yeah, I can see the
friend. I can see Grace Jones.
She looks like that new senator from New York, that Alexandria Cortez Ocasio.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
She looks like a vision doctor.
Yeah, she does.
She looks like a vision doctor.
You met her?
I met her.
How? What'd you do?
She you won't believe what this. She is very attractive. Now this is just
that's
a headshot.
How'd you meet her?
This is just a headshot that we're showing. Shut up, little D. Is she just a headshot? Who does she? What celebrity does she resemble, though? I can't put my finger on it.
Karen Valentine?
Maybe a little Emily Deschanel in the early bones?
No.
Before she ate Emily Deschanel.
Dang! Spoiler alert.
No. She started having chunky babies.
Oh, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yep.
You think that's Catherine Zeta-Jones look like?
Okay, maybe.
Karen Valentine? I don't know who Karen
Wonder
Valentine
Woman
is. Oh, Wonder Woman.
The girl.
I see a little bit of that.
Gail, whatever.
Maybe.
No, I don't know actresses, I'm dead in this topic.
Okay, now looking at this picture, what do you think this woman does?
Porn? I told you, she's a vision doctor.
She's a vision doctor?
Like, she's an optometrist.
She does porn.
She does porn?
I saw her in a video.
No, I'm going to say she checks the colon.
She's a colorectal specialist.
Oh,
yes,
she is. Because you know why?
Look at her eyes. She's like, I've just seen some things.
No. That's not a unibrow. That's a poop stain.
Dang, man.
Oh! 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 You won't believe who this is.
Who is it?
This is my new dermatologist.
Oh. I can see that. She has nice skin.
And she
suffered that poop stain.
She does not have poop stained eyebrows.
Look at it.
Where's your dermatologist?
You can see where she shaved that unibrow. Like,
now that he says, I can kind of see it.
Well, I guess I'm not sending this segment to her.
Yeah. Can she sue us for slander?
Wow. No.
Defamation of character.
I'm not defaming her character. I'm not saying she's bad at her job. I'm just saying she has a visible unibrow.
Well,
she's
if you saw her in person, you would totally change your mind.
It could totally just be the lights in the shadow playing tricks.
Now, hold on. Here's a real question.
If you look at her forehead, she got sideburns.
It's not.
Dang,
you are wrong for that. I'm taking her picture down. You are wrong for that.
Hey, no, put the picture back up.
No.
I want to check her teeth real quick.
You know the messed up part?
I'm a dentist.
You know the messed up?
I'm a dentist.
Hey, you know what's messed up though, DT?
What up?
He told her that she's gonna be coming to the show, and all of her friends plus her family's watching and listening, and they like you. They like you. You were the sex symbol of the show. Yeah. Like, boy, are you gonna get hate mail now?
I'm sorry.
Woman is treating me right
I'm
now.
Sorry.
I'm an active patient now. She is a new dermatologist because you know me and the little guy. We have eczema on our hairlines.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I'm going to a dermatologist to see it because my day job finally changed some of our health benefits to make it easier for us to get to specialists like this, because these are considered like specialists because everybody don't go and see a dermatologist. You know what I mean?
I do.
And our insurance didn't cover it for a while.
I got one.
So now they kind of loosened it up.
So you got eczema on your hairline?
On the hairline.
Is it like all around? All hairlines?
Not all hairlines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No,
you see where I was going.
But
I got eczema on my
butt
cheeks.
Not too...
Can you check it?
That's where I was going.
It's not too often. I don't have a hairline on my butt. It's not too often that when a doctor, we can check after the show.
So
it's
let's
not
bring it up on a camera
very
for
often that I walk in, that a doctor walks into the office and is like breathtaking.
So you fell in love?
No, I didn't fall in love. I was just admired at the fact that this is who my doctor is.
Well,
Lady
Jim
K,
Amato
check
off
your
of, Jim Amato off of the Facebook wants to know, is she single and ready to mingle? Hashtag Waddle Doddle.
She No, he did not say hashtag Waddle Doddle. I'm going to read that the proper way. He said, hey, Corey, is she single and ready to mingle? Waddle Doodle.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's waddle a thing. Doodle. That's a Jim Amato doing more TMOS lines with me. Here's the thing. No, she is very well married by the massive pilgrimage rock that was on her finger.
Mm, okay. Oh.
But it was just, I was just taken back by the fact that, number one, the office was very, very nice. Very, very laid out.
Where
I was impressed by that. Peoria, North Peoria, 75th Avenue, and I don't want to give them a shout out now that we didn't criticize them. I can't give them
No, you can give them a shout out.
No, I'm not.
I'm sorry. I was just going on the Waka Waka.
Have I said her name, though?
Yeah. You have not.
I think you did.
Did I say her name?
No, you have not. You have not said her name.
We were busy calling her different names.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to say her name.
You did not say her name, and I feel bad that she is very beautiful. And I was just pointing out just funny stuff. I mean, yeah, people listening to the show could talk about like the razor bumps I got on my cheek and the fact that I can't grow a full beard.
Our cameras aren't that high def.
Oh, so I mean, you should go to the dermatologist with him.
I should.
Okay, but it's not too often that you go to a doctor and doctors see. She looks like one of them TV doctors.
I'm telling you, she looks. So,
does she work out? That's the question.
It's good having a good looking dermatologist doctor, but have you ever gotten a physical by a good looking doctor?
Oh my God,
that's the worst.
No, I haven't gotten a physical because last time I got a physical, it took like three doctors to get everything covered.
I believe that.
And when I went to high school and I got my physical, I remember I had a female doctor. Oh my God.
Uh-oh.
The smile on her face.
I bet.
When I pulled it out.
I bet.
All right.
I was like, man.
Well, we love it anyway.
High five.
That is my new dermatologist. I'm really happy with her. Number one, the building was really high end. Everything was like a marble quartz. Inlays in the ground. Beautiful recessed ceilings. Everything was shiny and clean. Everybody there looked good. I was really impressed by that. In and out, efficient. Boom, bam. Didn't spend a lot of money because when you go to a specialist like this, it costs money. But I was really impressed by that. But I was really blown away. And why would I think that bringing a picture of an attractive woman into this show was going to be handled properly? That's where I went wrong.
I had a little skeet on it. So where'd you meet? How did you find
she's
out about
my doctor?
Bro, he answered this 15 times.
How did he find out about this?
Oh, I was searching for dermatologists within my area.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yelp.
And she's my numbers job has a list of
Who you can go to.
Doctors. Yeah. Approved providers.
Yeah, providers. And she was actually the one that was on the list was no longer working in that office.
Oh, so she picked up the slack.
So she picked up the slack, and slack she did.
Mm.
I was just spitting. I wish I could give them a rave review now because I can't.
Her husband.
Thanks, DJ.
Her husband probably watches the show. Oh, he's loading a clip. Where's the studio?
They know where I live. They know my birthday. They know my social security number. They know everything.
They don't know squat about me.
DJ. They know my weight.
Oh, snap. I got to call them.
I mean, it's not every dermatologist that has a pig scale in their office.
I was going to say, how do they know your weight?
Beulah.
Beulah.
That's her name.
Her name is not Beulah.
That's such an ugly ass name.
Beulah. Hey, you got a Agnes?
Her name is
I'm just saying, if you got a unibrow,
you
got one of them old school names. Hey, Mary McLeod.
Mary McLeod.
You are ruining this for me.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to say, Bertha.
It is now time for the segment that is be squeeping the nations. Can we get to it now, or are we up on a break?
We got 2 minutes.
We might as well go to break.
I can talk more stuff about you to break.
No, I don't want you to talk anymore. Let's go to break now. Then we'll just come back and give an extra couple of minutes so we can squeeze in a little.
Are you ready for break?
Crappy ass little thing. Yeah, I'm ready for break. Even though nobody was paying attention to my cool ass new commercials, you've been yelling at me for months about recording new commercials. I finally do it. Nobody listens to them.
We got new commercials.
Oh, I hate you all.
Wait, we were playing commercials.
Commercials.
You mean the thing no one listens to, but everyone wants to listen to?
You mean the thing I take my headphones off and start texting?
Hey everybody, this is DJ Little D, you know, Corey's little annoying ass brother. Well, I'm not being annoyed by my brother.
Annoyed by my brother. Damn it, man.
Hey everybody, this is DJ Little D, you know, Corey's little annoying ass brother. I know you got. Hey everybody, this is DJ Little D, Corey's little annoying ass brother.
You.
Hey everybody, this is.
Why does it get harder now?
All right, here we go. Hey, everybody, this is DJ Little D, Corey's little annoying ass brother. While I'm going to be doing my
It's so much coming at the same time. Hey, every little body. God damn. Hey, everybody. While I'm doing my movie review, I see what other people go through. Hey, everybody. DJ Little D. Hey, everybody. DJ Little D here. Corey Little Annoying Brother. Hey, everybody. Also, you can check out the show. What do we have here? We got Stitcher, I believe. We got Stitcher. Oh, damn. FatGuyRadioShow.com. Yeah, buddy. I can't do this.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
This is a goodbye kiss opportunity.
Hey.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Purple Mattress, the world's most comfortable crash pad. And for a limited time, Purple is giving away a free Purple product with any mattress purchase. Choose from sheets, pillows, seat cushions, and more. Get started today by clicking the Purple Mattress banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Purple Mattress, your ass is going to love it.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that. I didn't have the graphics up.
Did it again. Sing it. This is Gavin.
We had some fun, did some things, we got dumb, but I wanted to win.
Oh, yeah.
This is
I screwed it up. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time. Lil D, stop. Lil D, it's okay. It's groovy. Over. The song was over.
Super groovy.
The song was over. You were loving that Gavin, though, weren't you?
Hey, he had the Parkinson's collapse.
You can't Parkinson clap with that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the segment that is besqueeping the nation. It is now time for Trailer Talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Trailer Talk, where we review the trailers because the trailers are free. And today's featured trailer is The Prodigy.
Mm.
Sarah's young son, Miles' disturbing behavior signals that an evil force has overtaken him. Fearing for her family's safety, Sarah must grapple with her maternal instinct to protect Miles in favor of investigating what is causing his dark turn. Starring Taylor Schilling, Jackson Robert Scott, and Peter Mooney in theaters February 8th, 2019. The Prodigy. DA, let's start with you.
Well, I don't like that synopsis. Unfortunately, I didn't read the synopsis because they don't, I guess it's in the title, The Prodigy.
Correct.
Because he's young and he was really smart. They stole my idea.
What do you mean they stole your, how did they steal your idea?
I had this exact same idea for a movie and they stole it.
How? You can sue.
I can.
How?
But I didn't get it copywritten yet.
You can't sue.
I had a dream, not a dream. Well, I guess it was a dream.
Martin Luther King.
His day is over.
Shut up, Lil D.
Wow.
You ain't even synced it to movie.
You ain't synced it to Martin Luther King.
So, in my dream, it was me, literally me, taking possession of another person's body, but knowing all I know. So, once I get feelings of my faculties and everything, once I start walking, I know all the knowledge I do. And I get into a different family and I murder them.
So this was your idea come to life. This was art imitating your thoughts.
Yes.
Now, we haven't seen this movie, so we don't know what kind of evil force overtook this child. It could be a black guy, or it could be the fact that, you know, he just too smart for his age and started watching birthing videos at 3. Who knows? So you could have just easily gave up your show, your movie idea.
And now Jim Amato's producing.
Well, we can edit, right?
No, not the live show.
That one.
All right, so The Prodigy, DT, what'd you think of the trailer?
Damn!
Way to talk about the trailer, DA.
I kind of thought,
made it all about him.
Right?
It had nothing to do with the damn movie.
Well, it's gonna be me.
I was curious. Where was Queen Latifah in this? She ain't fat no more.
She's not. Nope, she sure ain't.
But no, for real though.
That's messed up.
I felt like. Haven't we seen this movie time and time again?
Chucky,
The Omen, like just white kids killing people. Like, I look at the news and I see these movies, like white kids killing people. What's going on in the world? Stop white kids killing people. And stop right. White kids watching these movies and say, oh, I can kill people?
Good idea.
Like, they get not. It ain't the video games that are corrupting these kids. It's these white kids killing people in the movies.
Now, this is funny because D.A. took a turn that had nothing to do with the movie. Little D.T. took somewhat of a hint, but really didn't have any. Didn't give a review of the actual trailer.
No, I didn't.
And here's mine.
Well, let's get Lil D's before yours.
Oh, yeah. Lil D, what did you think about it?
I thought it was incest.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Lil D.
Just taboo.
That's actually, I'm sure he didn't watch the trailer. But that's actually probably what happened.
The kid was sleeping with the mom or sleeping behind her. Okay.
He did. And he raised his arm over. He said, Mommy, would you love me no matter what I do?
He did.
That was sexual. He was exactly. Hey, I'm about to tear this mommy, tail up. Would you still love me?
So Little D made a point without even knowing that he was going to make a point.
Because I'm sure he didn't watch the trailer.
Again, more proof that he falls in the good luck.
True.
Here's the first thing that came to my mind when I watched this little badass kid trailer. Number one. Folks, y'all got to start beating your kids or they going to turn into prodigies like this.
Uh-huh.
The first thing that came to my mind is that if my little guy ever decided that he was going to kill me, this would be the idea movie for him to watch.
Oh, right?
Stop giving these kids ideas to kill their parents. That's all that Hollywood is doing. And the first thing, because you know, little fella, when he was little, he used to run around with little sharp things. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, I was a good parent, so I let him run with the scissors. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't want him to see him cry.
I said he got to learn somehow. He going to fall on them scissors. What? And that's all that's going to happen.
When in the Bible, it says, spare the scissors, spoil the child.
Exactly. Spare the scissors, spoil the child, and call and hit the mama with the rod. That's what I read.
Question. In the trailer, there is a scene.
What was that?
There is a scene in the trailer where the kid is literally at like some kind of daycare or school.
Yeah.
And he's walking from the front of the desks to the back. Carrying a plumber's wrench, the big red one,
the big one.
What the hell is this? First of all, where did he get that in class?
Right.
Yeah. Second of all, these are open desks; they're just tables. So like, there's no place for him to hide this thing. So it's either on the table, in his backpack, sticking out, or underneath the table. Teachers, you ain't seeing this happening. And then he's walking towards the back with it. At what point does an adult come over and say, get over here, little Negro. Give me this.
Just assuming he's not in shop class. It could have been shop class.
No,
it
wasn't in shop class. This kid is 5 years old.
Little kids need trade jobs too?
Why is he so upset when his dad is clearly a plumber? That's good money.
Laying pipe. That's what I do. I'm a plumber.
This movie, I don't know. Let's give it D.A., let's rate it. How many poop stained eyebrows do you give it?
I give it 3 poop stained eyebrows out of 2.
Oh, 3
out of 2.
There's only 2 eyebrows.
That means that's an over rave.
It looks like it's going to be great.
You want to see this movie?
I really want to see the movie.
All right, D.T., how many poop stained eyebrows do you give it?
I give it 2 poop stained eyebrows and 3.5 half plumber's wrench.
All right, plumber's wrench. And little D, how many incestual moments with the kid and his mom do you give it?
Well, if he does take the mom down, I'm giving that a 10, baby.
That's how old the kid is.
I give it 1 poop stain eyebrow.
Wow.
Unibrow all the way. You know what? It's just like D.T. said, it's just another.
You're hard to please.
Kid, it is, because you know what? I am proof that Hollywood has ran out of ideas.
Yeah,
they've completely bottomed out with originality, and then when originality does come out, it's not embraced. It never goes mainstream. You know where originality is right now?
Where?
In Sundance.
I was just gonna say
in the movie festivals. That's where originality is. I'm sorry, but these big studios are not doing it anymore. And the only reason why these movies that are coming out are setting new records is because ticket prices keep going up.
But a lot of movies are coming straight from Sundance, though.
They are, but that's also the reason why Netflix is doing so damn good right now.
Because they grab them.
Netflix knows how to produce a movie for half the cost of one of these big studios do, and they raking in money hand over fist.
And you know, to that point, just to segue to Netflix, there's a show on Netflix called You.
Oh God, I watched.
Did
that.
You watch
I got
it
through the whole season?
Lil D, did you know that show was really on Lifetime before Netflix?
Yeah, yeah, it was a Lifetime show.
I didn't know that,
but it never really came. I was looking for it, and it never came on. That is a good show. You guys need to watch that show called You.
I don't have Netflix anymore.
The end of it?
Yeah.
I don't have.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy. But, I mean, it just shows you that Netflix can rebrand stuff.
So. Yeah. Yeah, it's a really good show.
All right. Well, let's see if we can squeeze it in, if we possibly can. I did find it. It's in 8. It took me half through the show.
I told you better.
Shut up. I just didn't see it.
Yeah, he did tell you that, though.
So those glasses aren't prescription.
No, these glasses don't even have any type of prescription.
They don't even have lenses.
They don't. They do have lenses on it. And now I can't get back to the shop.
They have Wi-Fi. That's how they can. He does Grindr on those glasses.
These are my Grindr glasses. Thank you, Grindr people, even though I paid full price. It is time for the segment that is also Be Squeeping the Nation. Lord Jesus, pray for us. Time for Pick Your Poison.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, Lord. All right, if your kids are watching right now, it's time for you to put them to bed. Because God knows my career is about to be put on the line.
If your kids are watching, they might kill you after this.
They might. Your kid may become the prodigy. All right, Lil D, the beat's going to drop. It's time for you to go. Here it comes. Wait for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
That beats hard.
This is another game of Pick Your Poison, where one of you gentlemen will pick what they want. One, two, three. 3, 2, 1. I'm an idiot.
All right.
Y'all ready?
Yep.
So for any new tuners or listeners that just tuned in, we do this every once in a while. It's called Pick Your Poison. And what I do is put some of the craziest stuff inside this cup. And these three gentlemen have to pick one. They don't know what it is. But they got to answer.
You got 4 minutes, so I'd shut the hell up and get going.
Who's going first?
Let's go to DA first.
I always go first.
I know, because we love you.
Yeah, all right, give it to me.
All right. You know, you pick it. You can't read it.
All right.
Remember the rules?
Can't pick it. All right, DA.
What's up?
Would you rather...
Oh, God.
Would you rather let another man spit a loogie in your mouth?
Oh.
Or... bust a nut in your mouth.
Oh, Lil D, you got to edit those a whole lot better than that.
That's true.
Bust your mouth. Christ.
Spasm.
Write that down.
Jackknife in your mouth.
Jackknife. There you go. Use the Fat Guy Radio Show terminology.
Say it again.
The loogie.
The loogie.
Yeah.
No matter which way you go, it's DNA.
You nasty.
No matter which way you go, DNA.
But if the jackknife was on my face, I will, because that's good for the skin.
Oh, my dermatologist recommends that. Not at all. All right. Lil D.
Just pick one out for me. Right, like,
right. That's D-Tay, not D-A.
D-Tay, true.
Right, pick one out for D-Tay.
All right, true.
D-Tay, what is longer, a rope?
I want to go home.
Would you rather strip at a gay bar where anything goes or be an escort for men?
It's the same thing!
No, wait.
No,
wait, one has escort. A crowd, one is a solo show.
Well, yeah.
One, you're doing sexual activities for you being an escort, like you're going to their room and having sex with them. One, you're just being a stripper for them. Anything got to go. It is kind of the same thing, but pick that point.
Hold on. I have a question to ask about your poison.
Oh, Lord. Questioning the poison.
Which one pays more?
That's a valid question.
Probably just the stripper.
Probably. Then I'm stripping.
You're going to the stripper. Stripper, anything goes.
Corey?
All right, sir. Just get on with it, Lil D. Yes, Ashley, we're with you. All right, I'm gonna pick it.
Hey, he scared the hell out of me, did he?
All right, there you go. I don't want that one. Pick another one.
You don't want this one?
No, I'm sorry. Go with that one.
Corey.
Yes.
Would you rather get a tattoo of Donald Trump's face or a Confederate flag?
Both.
Yeah, that was easy. Man, y'all get the easiest ones.
That hard. Like,
everything with me, I'm having sex with some or someone's having sex with me.
I'll get a tattoo with Donald Trump wrapping his face in a Confederate flag.
Yeah, that's actually kind of hot. I might do that.
Hey, DA, it's not our fault that everybody wants
See, this is another one where somebody's spitting in
on the porch.
Would you rather take a penis up the butt?
Oh.
Worried about.
Oh. Little D, good. I told y'all to put y'all kids to bed.
Would you rather take a penis in the mouth or up the butt?
Hey, and that's our show. Fat Guy Radio Show.
Pick your poison.
Yo, hey.
Hey, just give them the standard Corey line.
hey, just drop the drawers. I'm a doctor. No, wait. No, no, no.
That's
no.
the other Corey line.
Well, don't tell nobody or I'll sue.
No, the other Corey line.
You signed an NDA, so you better not say what's in your drink.
No, the other Corey line.
Hey, you got to pick one, sir.
I'm going to say the mouth.
Just say both.
The mouth. I'm going to say Corey the mouth because I can bite it.
It's less. Oh. The mouth because it doesn't hurt.
All right, little D, go. D,
yeah, that's
D. We got time for one more.
Damn it. D-Tay.
Yeah.
Would you rather get slapped in the face by your dad's balls or your brother's?
Why is it always about your dad?
I know, right?
I don't know.
It's always about your father.
I don't know.
1-3 bad.
Lady K likes my dancer.
Yeah, I'm taking a bat on that.
What?
Nah, you got to answer.
Hey, can I answer? Let me give you
a... Hey, I got this.
Both?
There you go. Give him the standing line. All right, go for me, Lil D.
Corey.
That's me.
Would you rather your wife work on Van Buren for a night or your daughter spend the night in the male prison?
Wife, get your ass on Van Buren. Because the last time, that'd be the last. Anytime you come bitching at me talking about I can't buy you something, you better get your ass out there and make that money yourself.
Preach.
If you got it, share it with everybody. And you know what they always say? You know what they say? If you got something good and you can do it good, don't do it for free.
Can we get something in real quick?
Yes.
Can we do one for him?
No. Oh, we don't. Oh, I forgot to bring that out. We're out of time.
Right?
See you next time. I didn't even bring it up. We have a whole list of ones that listeners submitted for.
Oh, yeah.
For little D. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Pick Your Poison, the first one for 2019. Yep. Wasn't it worth it?
Yep.
No. Not worth it.
What I love about it, DA, it wouldn't be so much fun to me if you weren't so damn uncomfortable when they came for you.
Like, every single question
you
for me.
You pick them, though.
No, I don't think he... that's why I want to read them, because I think he's changing them. I cannot have that bad luck.
I'm not that smart to come up on a fly.
No, he ain't that smart. He's not that smart.
He really ain't.
He really ain't that smart.
He's a slave to the script.
He's a slave to the rhythm.
Yeah. We have enough time for that. I can't ask him one.
Nah.
Show is over, buddy.
We ain't got no time.
Oh, we're really over. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is all the time we have for you today. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show, ladies and gentlemen, was brought to you by our friends at Target. Free two-day shipping or pickup at any Target store, no matter which way you go. Start at fatguyradioshow.com/Target or by clicking the Target banner on our website. All right, drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We do love surprises. To box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure to look us up, follow, and share. For Daniel Taylor.
What's up?
Doug the DA Andrew.
Holla.
And DJ Lil D.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you what's it all about, look them dead in their poop-stained eyebrows and say, they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week where we're back on Thursday.
Oh, word?
Back on Thursday next week. All right, see you at the top. Bye-bye.
Hello.
Ugly dermatologist.
Once again, subscribe to our bonus show, Afterburn, by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn and get your subscription and become a Patreon member today through our partnership with Patreon. That's fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.